Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Welcome to Christopher Nixon Opticians here in Starbeck. I'm with the man himself, Christopher Nixon.
Good afternoon, evening. How are you?
I'm very well, Chris. Thank you for inviting me down. And we've got a guest with us today. Introduce yourself for me.
Hi, I'm Oliver Kent.
And Oliver is here on work experience with you, Chris.
Yeah, we've had a great week with Oliver. We do know Oliver since you were a young boy of about 7 or 8. But when he asked if he could do his work experience here, and I think you asked about a year or two ago, we said we'd love to have him for a week.
Oliver, the reason that we're talking to you, and as much as we would love to talk to you about what it's like to be on work experience here, there's more to this story, isn't there? Chris, tell us a bit about what you found out about Oliver over the last few years.
Okay, well, apart from him being a little bit short-sighted, what I did find out when Oliver was coming in chatting about his interest in sailing, and not only his interest in sailing, was his ability at sailing, which I think has come as a bit of a surprise to his parents, probably a bit to you as well, Oliver.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So, Oliver, tell us about your sailing, because you've had some fantastic news recently, haven't you?
Yeah, so about 4 years ago, maybe, started off and kind of improved fairly quickly, and last winter gained a place on the UK junior squad, and sort of just progressing from there, aiming to get podium at the World Championships and National Championships this year.
So those National Championships are coming up very soon, aren't they?
This weekend, for 3 days. The full bank holiday weekend. So.
And not only are you doing the National Championships, you're then doing the World Championships, aren't you?
Late July in Holland, on the coast near Amsterdam. 5 days of competing over there against some of the best guys in the world in our age.
Fantastic. And how old are you, Oliver?
I'm 14, I'll be 15 in June.
What's the dream then, Oliver? Once you kind of have gone off and done your national championships this weekend, you've gone off and done your world championships in July, what do you want to do next?
So after this year, hopefully progressing onto a youth class, and once we work our way through the squads, working to the top in a few years, hopefully the Olympics is the dream, really, but... Yeah, I don't know, it's a few years off, so...
Well, you never know. Stranger things have happened, and it's very exciting. And good luck with your championships this weekend and in July.
Thank you very much.
So, Chris, you've known Oliver for a long time now, haven't you?
I have, and we've taken this opportunity just recently to sponsor Oliver and help him on his endeavours. We're going to we're going to supply all his contact lenses, and there's more of that to chat about in a moment, but we're going to supply his contact lenses, his specs for the foreseeable future, and hopefully he'll get his dream of an Olympic chance in 2000, and would it be Japan, or where would it be?
Maybe a few years after Japan, but yeah, we'll wait
hopefully.
And see.
So that's what we've agreed with Oliver and his parents just recently, to sponsor him in that format. But I think what you'd really like to know is what sort of contact lenses he wears.
Because I've got a feeling. Well, contact lenses must be really important actually for doing sports. It must make it easier for you than wearing glasses on.
Yeah, it's much easier than having a frame in the way all the time. Yeah, and with the water on the lenses, it's.
You'd be losing a few pairs, I think, wouldn't you, in those lakes?
Yeah, possibly would.
You would, yeah. If you were wearing any.
Yeah.
You'd better tell him that as well.
Yeah. So now I've got these lenses. I've got nothing in my eyes at all. Special ones that, rather than wearing in the daytime like normal contact lenses, soft lenses, they're hard ones that I wear in my sleep overnight, and they correct the shape of the outer of your eye so that in the daytime you can see.
So you wear these magic lenses overnight and then in the day suddenly you can see?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Chris, this sounds like the stuff of science fiction.
Well, they're actually called eye dream lenses, and it's a fitting title for them, because this is something years and years and years ago we wouldn't have dreamed of. But these lenses, they're very carefully fitted by ourselves onto the cornea, the front window of your eye. Overnight, they'll gently shape the eye to the correct curvature for clear sight without contact lenses during the day. That means that Oliver can go on the water. He's got great sight, no lenses, no risks, and it won't be his vision that'll sort of curtail his progression, put it that way, will it, Oliver?
Yeah, it should be good.
How does that kind of work, Chris? What does it treat?
Oh, if you imagine, if most short-sighted people, the problems is the rays of light aren't actually focused on the retina, they're focused in front of the retina. So we actually, overnight, will actually shape his cornea so it's a little bit flatter, pushing the rays of light back onto the retina, clear vision. And as you correctly point out, we don't like water and contact lenses. We don't like anybody in contact lenses using them for swimming or anything like this. So this is the answer. And he's adapted to it. He works hard. He works hard at everything, does Oliver. So he's worked hard at his contact lens wear. He does exactly what he's supposed to do. And we're coming up, I think about 2 years on this form of contact lens correction for you now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Is it comfortable? Are they easy to put in?
After a bit of practice and whatnot, it's quite easy, yeah. It's just sort of, it's not too bad as well in the morning, just taking them out, put them in the cases and it's all right. And it's so easy, it's worth it for the advantages.
And will there be people listening to this, I imagine, going, this sounds brilliant, could it help me? Is it just for people who are short-sighted? Is it a certain type of short-sightedness?
Generally speaking, it's because people know about the degree of short-sightedness they have, it's applicable to people who are between about -1, -150, and 6 diopters. So, but generally only short-sighted folks. The big other advantage of these lenses is, in children especially, it slows down the rate of progression of their myopia, their short-sightedness. Usually children who are short-sighted, they'll start off 10, 11, and their myopia with glasses and general contact lenses will increase until they're in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Patients like Oliver, we often see that progression halted or certainly reduced significantly with these type of lenses. So they're called iDream. Don't forget the name. It's quite an easy one.
Yeah. So if somebody is interested in this, Chris, and they're listening to this and they're going, this sounds perfect, I've been short-sighted for a long time and I'm fed up of contact lenses or fed up of wearing glasses, this sounds great. I imagine they can come and have a chat with one of the opticians here.
Yeah. There's all the optometrists here are comfortable with this fitting procedure of these lenses. They've all been on the appropriate courses. I've been myself fitting them for well over 10 years. And Claire, our young, well, they're all young compared to me. But Claire Thorne, she's our specialist contact lens practitioner in this field.
Fantastic. Oliver, good luck with the sailing. I hope to see you on my television picking up a gold medal for Great Britain sometime very soon. And Chris, thank you for inviting us down.
Pleasure. And you look after that Team GB kit, which I would love to have.
Yes, you can see a picture of that on the website, strayfm.com/health.
Christopher Nixon, optometrist, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.